Thank you for listening to a special presentation. This is a short story called One Halloween Night. There's an old sanitarium 100 miles outside of Haddonfield called Smith's Grove. In Smith's Grove, there is a patient that has been committed there since he was 6 years old. This patient's name is Michael Myers. Michael Myers was almost the perfect patient. He didn't speak a word. He didn't show any emotions. He allowed the psychiatrist and doctors to come in his cell to check on him every so often. He ate his food and returned his tray to where they would pick it up outside his cell at Smith's Grove. But one Halloween night, everything changed. Michael Myers decided he was going to go back home and cause mayhem. You see, on Halloween Eve, Michael Myers was in his cell alone like any other time. But when Dr. Nguyen went to go check on him, check his vitals and such, before Dr. Loomis was to come to pick him up and take him to the Lesser Sanitarium after he lost a battle in court with other doctors who said that Michael Myers could go to a lesser sanitarium because he was no threat to the public. Dr. Nguyen went in and did his usual checkup. Also, he was accompanied by Dr. Rogers. They checked Michael Myers' blood pressure. They checked his eyes. They checked everything. He was perfect, ready to be transferred. But just like anything in life, if you do it too much, too often, you become too comfortable, and that's when mistakes can occur. You see, one of the doctors, when they left Michael Myers' cell, accidentally left, or maybe it fell, but the keys were on the floor. Michael Myers, sitting in the corner as usual, turned and looked. He saw these keys. He saw something shiny, something silver on the floor. And he plotted in his mind what that meant. And after all, Halloween is the very next day. So the next day, you could hear a radio crackling and a weatherman saying that a storm was approaching that night. And Michael Myers knew that if there was any time to escape, it would have to be during a rainstorm. So that night, the security guard came down the hallway, as he usually does every night, to check on all the patients. This time around, to his shock, Michael Myers' cell was open. He was wondering, how could this be? He went to look inside, and it was dark. The light had been taken out by someone. He looked around. He did not see anybody. He came back out, and to his surprise, he felt that someone was right behind him. Sure enough, it was the shape. The shape struck him with such a force, the security guard fell to the ground. Then, the shape took the keys that he had found and started opening the cells to the other patient's door. And not only did he do this, but he also hit the fire alarm to cause panic and push all the patients out into the courtyard for their safety, because that was the thing. If there was ever a fire, all the patients would have to get in order and they would have to leave Smith's Grove and wait out in the courtyard. This, Michael Myers knew. He opened their doors and herded them out into the courtyard. and then he waited. He knew his ride was on the way. He could see the headlights of an approaching vehicle towards Smith's Grove's gates. That's when he decided it is time to leave. He saw a familiar-looking man leave the vehicle and call the gate. And that's when he decided, I'm going to take this moving vehicle and I'm going to go home. And sure enough, as you know, he jumped onto the hood of the vehicle, trying to figure out a way to get in, when he realized he could just smash the glass and harass the nurse inside and get the keys to the vehicle and leave Smith's Grove. Where was he going? There was only one place on his mind. He wanted to go home. He wanted to go back to Haddonfield. There was only one problem, though. Michael Myers did not realize that Haddonfield was 100 miles away. He would eventually run out of gas. So on his way, heading back to Haddonfield, probably about 20 miles outside the city, he ran out of gas. What will he do now? Well, he decided. Sooner or later, someone's going to see his vehicle in distress and stop and try to help him. Well, that happened to be a toll man. The city had called a tow truck to remove a vehicle that was on the street and blocking traffic. So the tow man came out to go tow the vehicle. Little did he know, the shape was in the bushes, watching. And as the man turned his back to the bushes, the shape lunged down and attacked. Then he looked and said to himself, I can use this tall man's clothes. I can blend in with other people. This gown gives me away too much. I have to blend in. So he put on the mechanic suit, grabbed the mechanic's shoes, and took some of his gas, because tow men at that time carried some gas on their truck in case someone needed to fill up, filled the car back up, and headed back into Haddonfield. Next stop, his old stomping grounds, his home, the Myers house. When Michael Myers got to his old stomping grounds, the Myers house, he realized he was hungry. He had no money to get food or anything like that. So he decided the next best thing was to find food. Unfortunately, the neighbor's dog was making a large ruckus when Michael Myers returned back to his childhood home. Michael Myers went outside, strangled the dog, brought him in the Myers house, and began to eat his ghoulish dinner of dog meat. Then he decided, I need a costume. When I was a child, I wore a costume on Halloween. Another idea came into the shape's mind. He needed to find a costume. Well, he remembered the hardware store in town had costumes and such. So he went to the hardware store, but it was closed. He broke in. Not only did he steal a costume, basically a emotionless mask, but he also grabbed some rope and a kitchen knife. He remembers that kitchen knife. The kitchen knife is the weapon he used when he was 6, when he murdered his older sister, Judith. You see, one Halloween night can be pleasurable for someone and terror for another. For the shape Michael Myers, he was happy to be home, but for his presence in his hometown meant sheer terror. And sooner or later, someone was going to become his target, or his attraction, or his victim. And this concludes the short story, One Halloween Night.